A French court has ordered a man to pay a fine of more than $200,000 for whacking a famous piece of art with a hammer. That damaged piece, now slightly cracked, is none other than one of Marcel Duchamp's urinals, urinals he turned into art. The judge says Pierre Pinancelli's actions amounted to vandalism. Pinancelli claimed it was performance art. He said he met Duchamp in 1967 and told him about a future attack on the artist's urinal. He says Duchamp would have approved. Caroline Cross is author of the upcoming book, Marcel Duchamp. She joins us now. And Caroline, before we get to the question of what Marcel Duchamp may have thought of this action, give us a little background. Tell us about his urinals.
Okay, so the name of this piece is called Fontaine. It was something that Marcel Duchamp has sent to an international salon in New York in 1917, and this salon rejected this piece. So it was always, it has always been a piece, you know, that generates some polemics and some rejection.
And how? What is the importance of this piece?
It was something that Duchamp has started to think about in 1913 when he was still in Paris, that he had this idea to pick up, you know, a very ordinary object in a store and to say that this object is a piece of art because he has decided as an artist to say it's a work of art. And he find, of course, this urinoir, which was very common in a store in New York. And he used to talk about the idea of a rendezvous, you know, between him and an object.
So Marcel Duchamp was someone who was very interested in shaking up the art world. What do you think he would think about these actions taken by Pierre Pinancelli?
Well, I think, you know, Duchamp was very detached with all the things that are material. So I think he would have a quiet smile or have had a very pacific reaction to that violent gesture. Duchamp was a very polite person, you know, in a way French people can be very distinguished and very discreet. But that does not mean he would approve. So I find more the attitude of Pinancelli as something that is very rude and is missing a lot of Duchamp's finesse, you know.
Marcel Duchamp, through his work, seemed to raise the question, what actually defines art? And I'm wondering what it means for a piece to be revered but also be the object of this kind of response a century later.
Well, that means for me that this piece is very subversive, and when the pieces make some big changes in the art history, sometimes they can provoke some violence or some rejection.
But Pinancelli isn't attacking this art because he dislikes it. In fact, quite the opposite. And if art is meant to inspire some sort of emotion, to stir the emotions in some way, as someone who's actually studied very carefully the life of Marcel Duchamp, would he take some satisfaction in that? Would he be moved by that?
I don't agree with that. If he wants to bring a source of inspiration, he can make a film, he can write something in the press to explain, but not to destroy it, especially in a museum, you know, where the purpose is to preserve this work. The museum is a place where you must have a free relationship with art. Vandalism can happen in a street. I mean, this is another problem. But a museum is a sort of a temple, you know, for respect and for freedom and the way you are dealing with work of art.
Caroline Cross, thank you so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you so much.
Caroline Cross is the author of the upcoming book, Marcel Duchamp.